Yes.
Say again which sutta the Nibbana was mentioned as the fifth element.
It's in the exposition of the elements, which also gives the main scenario for the pilgrim Karmanita, interestingly enough. It's Sutta 140 in the Majjhima Nikaya, and you'll find that at paragraph 26, if you're interested. And it's also in the same sentence, at that same place. I think it's the only place where the Buddha defines Nibbana as that which is undeceptive, which I think is a very interesting kind of characterization of that. I don't know if that's found anywhere else, but it's that sense of when that quality of coolness and spaciousness and peacefulness, when that's known, that there's nothing deceptive about that, or there's a quality of clarity and